Hello, 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 everybody. KDC here, KDC Movement, back with a quick episode. Really quickly, want to talk about commanding your day. In the words of Apostle Jasmine R. Williams, command your day. Command your day. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. That being said, we have the power to command our day. When is the last time you experienced a good day? First of all, if we look up the definition of a good day, good is defined as a favorable character or tendency. A favorable character or tendency. When we look up the scripture, Psalms 90 and 17, it says, "And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hands for us." Yes, establish the work of our hands. A favorable character, meaning that the beauty of God is upon us. His glory, his presence is upon us. And he has established the work in our hands. We've already been equipped for everything that we need and may want to do. It's in our hands. It's already been established. But back to our question of the day. When is the last time you experienced a good day? Why? What made it a good day? And although it was good, was it pleasing unto God? You may have gotten everything you wanted within that day, but within everything that you wanted, was it pleasing unto God? If we look over in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, it talks about the creation. In that very last scripture, it says, "And God saw that everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." Everything God created, not only was it good, but it was very good. Everything that God created. Why was it good? Because his hand was upon it. Meaning that it was pleasing unto the Father. Not just pleasing upon our flesh. It was pleasing unto God. Psalm 84 and 11, and I love this scripture, says, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." So again, what was it that made your day so good? Being that there is no good thing that God would withhold from his people. Moving along, if you experienced a bad day, what made it so bad? What standards had you set for that day that you did not seem to reach, which in return made you conclude that your day overall ended up being bad? Because, you know, let's look at this thing now. We look at man's standards and we get up in the morning. Some of us have breakfast, some of us don't. Some of us drink coffee, some of us don't. Some of us have an early start. Some of us are able to sit and relax for a while. And what within that time frame from whatever time calculations you're going by, whether it's 8 to 5, 9 to 5, 8 to 6, 12 to 2, whatever it is that you're going by, what goals, what standards have you set within that day, your to-do list that you need to get done, or either it's just a bad day. It just wasn't okay. It just wasn't right. Throw the whole day away and let's start over again tomorrow. For some of us, it's laundry. For some of us, it's dropping the kids off, picking them up. For some of us, we work from home. For some of us, we go to a building and we work. For some of us, it's, you know, health and strength in our bodies. What is it that makes your day good? For some of us, being able to get up with a sound mind, being able to get up and say that I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I have health, life, and strength in my body. For some of us, that clarifies as a good day. The other details are going to fall in line. Why? Because I have power in my tongue to make my day come subject unto his will. I have the power. Whereas I speak it, the details fall subject to his will. Yes. And along with my needs being met, God lets us know over in Psalms that he will give us the desires of our heart. Why? Because we delighted in him. How do I delight in God? Seek him first. How do I delight in God? Submit my will to his will. How do I delight in God? Command your day. You have the power. And see, really quickly, everybody may not get it, but really quickly, just because it's not what you want doesn't mean that it was a bad day. It just meant that one of those goals on your to-do list was not checked off. But ask yourself, was it meant for me to do it today? Is that what God had in his plan for me today? You know, we may have 5 things on our list really quickly as I get ready to go, and we may only get to 3. But what if the 3 that we got to was what God wanted us to focus on the most? What if those were the 3 that God had designed for us for that particular day? And what if the other 2, God had his hand on it and he wanted to work some stuff out and sprinkle a little more grace and mercy and blessings on it for another day? Just food for thought. Command your day. I love you all. Be blessed.